coming up on episode number 714. It's a cover story tonight in honor of a man who turned 60 years old yesterday. Leader of the Heartbreakers and a member of the Traveling Wilburys, I'm talking about Tom Petty. Covers of and by Tom Petty coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, October 21st, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Tom Petty. A lot of great stuff on tonight's show. And it's hard to believe that 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, the album Full Moon Fever came out. And why don't we do a whole set of music just on covers of songs from Full Moon Fever. Kicking things off with the song that started off that album. Here's Free Fallin', performed by Madeline.
In America too, she's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and a boyfriend too. It's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad.
From dread. It was a beautiful day, the sun beat down, I had the radio on, I was driving. Trees went by, me and Dad were singing, little Robin, I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream, never would come to me, working on a mystery, going wherever it leads, running down a dream. Felt so good, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control, rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream, never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. Sky grew dark, I put the pedal down, make some time. Something's good, waiting down this road, I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a dream, never would come to me, working on a mystery, going wherever it leads, running down a dream.
Running Down a Dream, a great version there by Michael Gaither from his album Spotted Mule and Other Tales. Great, great version there. Countrified version of Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. Before that, A Face in the Crowd. Kathleen Edwards doing that one. That one comes from one of those great Starbucks Hear Music Sweetheart albums. I think this was the first one, 2004. And they've put one out almost every year, always full of great covers and always worth picking up. And they go really fast. So right around Valentine's Day, you need to make sure you're in a Starbucks. If not for the coffee, well, not for the coffee, but for the CD. I guess they won't be a sponsor. Before that, I Won't Back Down by the Cellarbirds. That comes from a 2004 companion to a book called Lit Riffs. It was made up of a bunch of short stories, each short story coinciding with a famous song, and then on the album, you'd have cover versions of each of those songs. That was a great one there by the Cellarbirds with I Won't Back Down. And we started things off with Madeline and their cover of Free Fallen, up in the tempo a little bit for the 2009 compilation Pacific Ridge Records Heroes of Classic Rock, a tribute to Tom Petty. Well, Coverville tonight is sponsored by Audible.com. It's a great time to try Audible. Why? Well, because you can get a free audiobook from Coverville. Maybe you don't read the or listen to audiobooks, but maybe other members of your family do. For example, my son just finished Neil Gaiman's Graveyard book on audiobook, and he loved it. It was a great way to get him reading. As a matter of fact, we actually had him listening to the audiobook and reading the book along to kind of improve his ability to kind of keep up with faster reading and speed up his reading, because he wants to learn how to kind of scan and read faster. And we found that by doing the audiobook where he could listen to it and then follow along with the book, with the words in the book, it actually sped him up a lot and helped him kind of get a little bit more proficient at reading. It was a great way to do it. Maybe you want to try that too. Go to audiblepodcast.com/coverville and get a free audiobook. It also works with the new Audible apps that you can find for your Android, your iPhone, what have you. And those, you can even shop with those, by the way. How cool is that? Check all that out at audiblepodcast.com/coverville. Well, the first set was four songs and not quite enough to round out our Full Moon Fever tribute. Let's go ahead and do one more track from Full Moon Fever, a cover of it anyway. And that, you know, that album even included a cover of the Byrds song, If I Feel Better, or If I, how's that, what's the title of it? If I Feel a Whole Lot Better When You're Gone, something like that. Anyway, I've played that on previous shows, so let's not do that one. Let's actually have a cover of You're So Bad, covered here by Lipstick from the 2008 album, There Is Only One Thing.
My sister got lucky, married an officer, I took him for all that he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. Well, I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. Well, I got you to save me. All your soul. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad. You're so bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no love. He walks around dog-faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, heads in the earth. But I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. Well, I've got you to save me. Oh, best thing I ever had in a world gone. You're so bad, so bad. Oh, you're so bad. The best thing I ever.
Run away, let your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of cover. You belong in that home by and by.
troubled town. Oh. Break me in two, but you move me, honey. Ah, yes, you do. But now and again, well, I get the feeling. Hell, if I don't win, I'm gonna break even. So rescue me. Should I go wrong? Well, if I dig too deep, or if I stay too long. Whoa.
Wreck Me by Taking Back Sunday from a 2009 collection called Covered, A Revolution in Sound. Came courtesy of Warner Brothers Records. Great double disc set of a bunch of fantastic covers worth checking out. You Wreck Me, again, by Taking Back Sunday. Before that, Tom Petty covering another one of the Wilburys. Bob Dylan from the Bob Dylan the 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration. That was Rainy Day Women 12 and 35. Now, Bob Dylan wasn't the only Wilbury that Tom Petty covered. We're going to hear another Tom Petty cover a little bit later in the show where he covers another Wilbury. Stay tuned for that. Before Rainy Day Women, you heard Wildflowers covered by Melanie Doan. That comes from her album A Thousand Nights. And then we started that set off with You're So Bad by Lipstick from the 2008 album There Is Only One Thing. That song, by the way, You're So Bad, at least the original Tom Petty version, was the first dance at the wedding of my next door neighbors, and it is absolutely 100% appropriate for their first dance. All right, podcast listeners, we've come to the point in the show where those listening on cassette or LP will have to stand up and turn it over. In fairness, we'll now take a few seconds before we begin set three. All right, thank you. Here's set three, and to kick things off, we'll let Roger McGuinn introduce this song.
When I was getting ready to make my Thunderbird album, I was at my manager's office, and he was playing me a lot of demos and things from different sources, some tapes and some records. I didn't know what was what, because it was all around the corner, and he'd just put something on, and I'd listen to it in the room. And so this song came on, and I was kidding him. I knew it wasn't me, but I said, "When did I record that?" He said, "It isn't you." And I said, "I know it's not me. I know it's not me. Who is it?" He said, "It's Tom Petty." I said, "Oh, he sounds great. I'd like to meet him." So he went over and asked Tom if he would like to come over. And we got together and we hung out. Actually, we went on tour together and played The Bottom Line and some other places. And I recorded his song. And, of course, he recorded it, too. And this is the song.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world, with lots of places to run to. And if she had to die trying, she had one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, all right, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Well, it was kind of cold that night. She stood alone on her balcony. She could hear the cars roll by out on 441 like waves crashing on the beach. And for one desperate moment there, he came back in her memory. How it's so painful when something that seems so close is so out of reach. Oh yeah, all right, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. She was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to. And if she had to die trying, she had one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, all right, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Oh yeah, all right, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl.
nights when it hurt me. And feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you.
Well,
The Waiting, covered there by Linda Ronstadt from her 2006 album, Feels Like Home. That one going out to Sharon, who requested it. Was it Sharon who requested it? Uh-oh, now I gotta look really quickly back and see who requested it, and I will tell you that it was that it was Facebook. It was on Facebook, and it was oh man. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Maybe I'll edit this out. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. Patty White Hayes requested The Waiting, covered there by Linda Ronstadt. Before that, the other Wilbury that that Tom Petty covered, George Harrison, along with the Beatles, with a song called I Need You, is one of George Harrison's written contributions to the album Help, and covered there very beautifully by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for the 2003 Concert for George, a two-disc set that no Beatles fan should be without, absolutely. Before that, You Got Lucky by Setting Sun. That one's a free download from Buffet Libre Rewind number 2. Came out last year. I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can go download your free copy of that and all the other Buffet Libre Rewind tracks. And we start off the set with Roger McGuinn talking about he got himself confused with Tom Petty at one point, tongue-in-cheek, with a cover of American Girl. That one he did, well, he included a studio version on his album Thunderbird. That one is a live version he recorded at the XM Studios in 2004. I don't think it's available anywhere on album, but you can. I'll put a link in the show notes to the version on Thunderbird because it's also excellent. And with that, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the blog at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with, what is it? Is it going to be the Halloween edition? I think it's the Halloween edition of Coverville. So please, please. Please get your Halloween request. I lost my train of thought there looking over at the calendar and at the sentiments coming from the chat room. You guys are the best. Thanks for tuning in, chat room, and just awesome. Okay, so tune in Tuesday for the Halloween edition. Get me requests for that. And until then, well, that's really it. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. No cracking up during the Frog Prance promo? Okay, you got it. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CACHEFLY, cachefly.com, and Coverville is part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Yes, they're podcasts that are so good, it's like you're there.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!